Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 50 from A Course in Miracles workbook. I am sustained by the love of God. And I'm joined again today by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with me here.
So happy to be here.
Yes.
It's my favorite hour.
The best hour.
The best hour.
Awesome. So before we begin, join with us, if you would, in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I am sustained by the love of God. Here is the answer to every problem that confronts you today and tomorrow and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols: pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness, which you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. They are songs of praise to the ego.
Do not put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. It will transport you into a state of mind which nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God.
Put not your faith in illusions. They will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you, eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God in you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. It is a declaration of release from the belief in idols. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself.
For 10 minutes twice today, morning and evening, let the idea for today sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it, think about it, let related thoughts come to help you recognize its truth, and allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb the holy mind of the Son of God. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Such is the resting place where your Father has placed you forever.
I am sustained by the love of God, and so it is. Join with us again, if you care to, for another moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. We often think about what we need to do literally throughout the day to sustain the body. It's very important. And one of the things that I had finally determined was my pathway to happiness when I was younger. I should say when I was young, was that whoever had the most money was winning the game. Whoever had the most money had the most happiness. And so abundance or prosperity or financial wealth was what I put my faith in. That's what I devoted, because that was what I felt like would protect me and the loved ones around me that I felt responsible to and for, to give them the best quality of life, and so forth. Later, after journeying into this pathway, being called to this ministry and this pathway, what was shared with me at some point was and this was a teaching from Jesus, but it was that there's another term for abundance that we don't recognize or don't often recognize. And it's called, the word is sustenance. And think about it now for just a moment. If all of your needs are met every day, regardless what you are doing, there is an axiom in A Course in Miracles textbook that tells us you need do nothing. And that really flies in the face of all the convincing arguments of the frightened ego mind. But God has already given everything that we could ever possibly need or want. All of our needs are met. All of our needs are met every day. And so when we move away from keeping what's outside of us and accumulating and building structures for ourselves to feel safe, when we move away from that being what we put our faith in, and we turn within to the invisible, and that's why it's hard to do, especially we can make arguments, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you'll see it when you believe it. And that's what this lesson brings forth for me today. Love sustained, the sustenance of life is provided by the love of God. Life is sustained by God, not by money or food or all the things that we think that the body needs, because the body is just a vehicle that we're temporarily utilizing as a communication device. And today, we have an opportunity to let go of the fearful concepts of the ego mind altogether, turn away from them, find that moment of peace and quiet, where we can give our full appreciation and attention to our inner self. And the lesson yesterday, we talked about the capital V voice for God. And once we connect with that voice, once we begin to tune in and sustain that relationship, all else will be provided. We have nothing ever again to be fearful of. In fact, fear can't go into that communion. Fear cannot be taken into that dialogue, cannot be shared with the voice for God, because fear is an illusion. So giving our full faith, our attention and devotion to quieting our mind, or at least turning away from the thinking mind and giving space so that we can begin to be sustained by the love of God that is shared with us and revealed to us when we connect with the voice for God.
Beautiful. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Now, I might introduce myself as Brother T and I have done in many, many classes, and I will say this body has the name of Claudia Renee. And it's a way of remembering that I am not a body, that the body is the form and the vehicle through which I have this experience, but I am, as are you, beyond body, beyond form. We are the formless. We are spirit, unlimited and free. And it is done as we decree. It is done as we believe. And so today's lesson provides the answer. The answer is that the love of God sustains us. Form and all of the distractions and all of the false idols that we have placed before God, believing it to be our sustenance, believing it to be our safety and our security, only to find out that it is not, and to experience that disappointment and that depression of, oh my gosh, it wasn't that. It wasn't that relationship. It wasn't that medication. It wasn't that, job. It none of that will do, because we're placing our faith, our time, our attention, our focus in that which is of form, and that which is birthed in form dies and ends in form. That birthed in time ends in time. I know that I would rather rely on the timeless, upon the eternal, upon the love of God. But I have been so habituated into thinking that pills and people and places will be my safety. And this is simply not true, and it is a lie. And we know this. And so really what we're practicing together now is a shift, a miracle. This is A Course in Miracles. We are being required to shift our attention and our focus. And we have to bring forth the willingness. We bring forth the humility to say, you know what, my way and these things, you know, aren't what I thought they were going to be. And with love, just set them aside and turn our attention, focus, and choose to court the divine, to court the love of God, and to explore as wholeheartedly as we've explored illusion, to explore wholeheartedly our return home, and to commit to shifting our awareness to the presence and the power of the all that is, and place our undivided faith and attention in the love of God. It is through the love of God in us that all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence are resolved. It says, this is the answer. Place no false idols before this and be single-minded in the focus and attention of returning home to the truth about ourselves, that God and I are one, Spirit and I are one. And herein lies my safety. Herein lies my peace. Herein lies my divine identity as the eternal extension and expression of God itself. So in perfect peace and safety, we practice this lesson, this day. And that song of praise to God becomes a resounding harmonic and melody of the voice for God, the song of heaven that heralds us home. How grateful I am. Such is the place where God has placed us forever. Let us awaken to this place, this day. I am sustained by the love of God, and herein I place my faith, and my attention, and my focus, and my devotion.
I am sustained by the love of God. And so it is. Thank you for joining us today, Mighty Companion. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the seas. shall